you for joining me for the latest installment of TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host, Makisha Madden-Toby, TV critic with the Detroit News. And we're here today to talk about Awkward, MTV's newest teen comedy. It turned out to be a huge hit when it debuted this summer to an impressive 2.5 million viewers, considered by many to be a modern My So-Called Life. Great show. Just like Awkward. This show follows Jenna, played by Ashley Ricards, a 15-year-old who backs into popularity when an innocent and painful bathroom mishap is mistaken for an attempted suicide. Look for season two next summer. Our guest today, Jillian Rose Reed, plays Tamara, Jenna's best friend. Jillian hails from Detroit, or actually from the Detroit suburb, Northville, and is an all-around awesome lady and wonderful actress. And here's a clip of Tamara telling Jenna how she got pink eye.
Evidently, and get this. I was part of it. I mean, I wasn't really part of it, but everyone will think I was. Oh my god, this is so much better than a red cup photo. Now I have red cup on my face.
Okay, so there was an orgy, Alyssa.
Well, it was just a makeout orgy for like 10 minutes in the hot tub.
Did Maddie kiss anyone besides Michelle?
I wasn't tracking his activity. Although he wasn't in the hot tub when the action went down,
so he could have been hooking up with someone in the house?
It's possible. No belt, I remember.
Watch where you're going, poser.
Rachel.
Poser?
She wasn't even in the hot tub. I'm calling shenanigans on that. I guarantee she used the lip liner and strategically placed blush. I need a better look.
Please welcome our guest, Jillian Rose Reed. Jillian, are you there?
I am here.
Thanks for doing the show. It's really awesome of you.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And I love you on Awkward. You're so cute. You talk so fast. Do you talk that fast in real life?
I do. It's actually funny. Sometimes I have to tell me to slow down.
Well, I love it. I talk the same way, and I'm like, she's my hero. I'm just like her.
Awesome.
Did you think Awkward was going to be this big of a hit when you first decided to do the show?
You know what? I was hoping. I knew that it was a very well-written show, and I was hoping that people would take to it as much as I took to it when I first read it. But it's always kind of surprising just to see how many fans and how many followers that we have who just love the show so much. It's really exciting.
And MTV is like, you know, now it's the place to go when you have a teen drama or teen comedy, and people expect that quality. So that must be cool to be a part of, too, right?
Yeah, you know, it was really fun to kind of be one of the first scripted series that have kind of launched this whole scripted development program over at MTV. So it was super exciting for me to be a part of a network that I've watched for so long and be a part of such a cool show that was going to start this new thing that they were trying to do.
I love it. Now, because of this, do people recognize you when you're walking down the street, and how do fans react to you?
They do. I've had some pretty awesome experiences. It's all new to me, and it's still so fun and so exciting. And sometimes I think I get more nervous than the people who are actually coming up to me. But it's really fun. I love being able to, you know, talk to people, and they love to talk about the show and ask questions about the show. So it's always really fun on a personal level to kind of connect with them. And, you know, they'll run up to me and they'll ask for a picture. And sometimes I just hug them because I'm so excited.
Now, did you watch My So-Called Life? Because I know you're on the younger side. I'm not going to reveal your age if you don't want to.
I'm on the younger side. I didn't watch it, but I know a lot about it, and I know that Awkward gets compared to it a lot.
Both great shows. You got to check it out. It's on DVD if you get a chance. No pressure.
I should check it out.
I know your mom is one of your biggest cheerleaders. In fact, the first time I interviewed you, it was because of her. She called me and she was like, "My daughter's awesome. She's going to be on Weeds." And this was like a few years ago. And I'm
that was a while ago.
Yeah. And what does she think of Awkward?
Oh, she's so excited. She thinks it's so funny. I always have friends over my house to watch it with us. And she gets a kick out of it. And she loves Tamara. And she loves all the quirky, funny things that I say. So it's really exciting for her. And it's fun for me to watch her get, you know, so happy.
So do you have family still in Michigan? Are they watching it, too? What do they think? Do they like it? I'm sure
they
do.
Everybody's so supportive and everybody loves it. And it's funny, I was a little bit nervous about what, you know, my grandparents would think because some of the content is a little
right. Pink eye orgies.
I have the coolest grandparents in the world, and they just laugh at it. So
that's
fun.
So cool. I love it. I love it. And I know your little brother's not watching it, though, right? It's too mature for him.
No, he doesn't get to watch it. It's funny. One of the episodes, I actually kind of forgot what, you know, some of the things that were said. And I was like, he can totally watch this episode. And halfway through, I'm like, all right, you've got to go.
Whoops. Awkward. So talk about your character on Weeds. You played a character named Simone. She was kind of a promiscuous bad girl and complete opposite of Tamara or Tamara. Talk about that and sort of how fun it is to play a good girl versus a bad girl.
Well, it's always fun when I get a new role to, you know, experiment with the different types of characters that I'm playing. Weeds and Tamara, they're completely opposite.
Right.
Simone was definitely a darker, edgier character. You know, she had some trouble and she was into some stuff that, you know, wasn't so good. And Tamara's a little bit more of a goody-goody. Mm-hmm. She's not so street smart in that way. And, you know, it's really awesome because I love getting to play that dark character and kind of getting into the mindset of, like, someone who is completely opposite from me. But for Tamara, I'm a lot more like her character, so it's a lot closer to home, and I get to just be, like, silly and crazy, and which is also awesome. And it's funny because people who have seen me in Weeds and now see me as Tamara, they're like, oh, my gosh, it's so different watching
completely
you on
different.
Awkward because I'm so used to you as Simone from Weeds.
No, I think that shows your range. I'm proud of you. I think that's wonderful. Tell us about My Super Psycho 16. Did I say that right? When is that coming out?
Yes.
What is that about?
My Super Psycho Sweet Part 3. It is a MTV horror film. It's actually the third and last of the trilogy. And I came in as a new character to the movie. And it was my first horror film that I got to be in. So it was really awesome, you know, getting to see how they make a horror film, because I'm definitely someone who's really scared of scary movies. So being on the other end, it was really cool to see the process and, you know, the fake blood and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a really fun movie, and fans of the first two, I think, are going to really love it.
Oh, cool. And when can viewers look out for that? When can fans find that?
It's supposed to come out early next year. I don't have an exact date, but look for it. It'll be big.
And can you give us any spoilers? I know you probably can't tell us too much about season two of Awkward, but what can fans expect from Tamara and from Jenna and everybody?
Well, I can't tell you too much, but I do know that they can definitely expect, you know, some loose ends from season one to be tied up, which is a must. And just more awkward, crazy moments, especially from Tamara. She's always doing something crazy, and the season two will be nothing short of that.
Are you guys shooting that now?
We have not. We actually start shooting that early next year as well.
Oh, cool. Okay. The fight against diabetes is an issue you feel passionately about, as I've heard. And can you talk about that? And how did you end up doing the PSA for American Diabetes Los Angeles?
Yeah, I actually got involved with the ADA Los Angeles because my older brother has type 1 diabetes.
Oh.
And so it's always been a cause that's been very close to my entire family. And I just felt like it was time to step up and give back and do something. So I'm very involved with the ADA. You know, basically this month is American Diabetes Awareness Month, and we're trying to really raise awareness for diabetes and for the prevention of diabetes and promoting a healthy lifestyle. So I do what I can. You know, right now there's for Diabetes Month, there is a thing going on Facebook. If you liked the Facebook, they would give 10 cents to the Diabetes Association. So I'm really just doing what I can to get out there and promote that on behalf of my older brother.
Very cool. And are you mentioning it on Twitter, too? I heard you have like 20,000 Twitter followers already.
Actually, over Thanksgiving weekend, I hit 20,000, which was crazy for me. So I definitely tweet when I can and, you know, try to get people as involved as I can get them.
Oh, cool. Tell us your Twitter feed before I let you go.
What?
Sorry. How can we find you on Twitter before I let you go?
You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/JillianRoseReed.
Sweet. Jillian, you are so awesome. Thanks for doing the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Have fun.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I want to thank our guest, Jillian Rose Reed. She's so awesome. And a big thanks to our sponsor, Sushi Popper, sushi on the go. Visit sushipopper.com to find out where this delicious product is sold or to buy direct. I also want to thank NPR West, my wonderful engineer, Leo, who made this happen. You have no idea what mountains he moved. Our production assistant, graphic artist, and genius all around, Adam Janice. Thanks, Adam. And we'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening.